In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At the birth of Jesus, our Savior, a new era began. This new era is that of grace and reconciliation. As you heard during this Christmas week, at the birth of our Lord, the man was again reconciled with God, and the gates of heaven were opened. And it was thanks to this supernatural grace which adopts us to be the children of God that we can go to heaven. Thousands of years time before the birth of our Lord, and the children of God were called the Israelites. In those millennia before the birth of Jesus, you were a child of God if you were born into a certain race. But as you heard, at the birth of Christ, now man was reconciled with God, and gates of heaven were opened. So we went from the covenant of race to the covenant of grace. And it is this new and everlasting covenant which we celebrate when Christ was now born to us, and of which grace we are so, so grateful to him. So the year in which our Lord was born was the first year of the Christian era, the new era, the time and season of grace. As we go through life, there will be, including this starting year, there will be times when we find ourselves faced with a crisis of one kind or another. I reminded you during Christmas that it is easy to be a Christian when our Lord is such sweet baby in his manger, but it's a little bit harder to do so when he is all mangled and carries his heavy cross on the place of his execution. And sometimes it will be like that in the life of a Christian too. We face problems and difficulties which might put us down and which make it harder to be joyful and happy follower of Christ. But that's exactly what we should be in this upcoming and starting year, a joyful follower of Christ, because Christ, as man of sorrows, he already suffered for us. Now we are certain that he, through his grace, has called us to salvation. So even though we have this assurance, sometimes there seems to be an insuperable difficulties on our way. If we are left to our own strength and to our own excellence, then we can't expect to achieve a victory in our life as a Christian. When these difficulties come, and again in this year, we will face some of those, we could perhaps think about certain words of Jesus to his disciples. It happened one time that our Lord was teaching numerous people, as the Bible says, a great multitude of people. And his disciples were looking at this huge crowd of people, and they were very concerned and very worried. They thought, how were they feed all these people? Where would they find food for those people? So, in other words, they were faced with a crisis, and situation seemed pretty difficult. But they, as good followers of our Lord, they went to Jesus, their master, and simply asked, what we shall do with all these people. Our Lord had a question in return, so he asked the disciples, how many loaves have you? They answered that one boy here had some food, but it was nothing else than few loaves and fishes. But from those few loaves, our Lord gave food to the whole multitude. And suddenly, a problem which had seemed like a crisis was solved by our Lord. During this year and during our life, sometimes we too can face a situation that seems pretty hopeless to us. Our troubles might seem so big and so overwhelming, and our own courage seems to have ebbed. But even the outcome of the struggle which lies ahead of us, even though we should be brave, it sometimes seems to be a foregone conclusion that we will go down to defeat. Perhaps in this year, when that happens, that would be the time to remember that question of our Lord. How many loaves have you? Do we have no resources at all upon which we can call in the battle which seems to have been lost even before it started? So instead of looking at the dark side, in this coming year, we could examine our resources and see if there is anything which will strengthen us in the battle. Every one of you has a little courage, at least a little faith, and at least a remnant of hope. If you remember Christmas and that Christ child throughout the whole year, you will always find hope, no matter how gloomy situation might look like. And you are not so spiritually exhausted that you don't have even an ounce of charity left. Then why not count up your loaves, namely all these resources which you have and which you should remember during this season of Christmas. This is the new era, the era of grace. Gates of heaven have been opened again, and that's something what no one or nothing can ever take away from us. At the start of this new year, you can say to your Lord and Savior, Master, I have not much to offer thee, as the disciples had only few loaves and fishes. But by thine divine power, thou canst multiply my resources, and they will be sufficient. Notice that we say sufficient, probably not overwhelming, to make our life very sweet and always pleasant. But the grace which our Lord in His mercy gives us during this year, it will always be sufficient. If we pray in this way during the year, we can always conquer ourselves, and we always can rely to the strength of Jesus, our Savior. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.